One of the most beautiful things about this love letter that God's given to us is none of us have access to the original manuscripts. And the translators over the years have done a good job trying to convert it into English and different other languages around the world. Even the translators that King James consecrated to turn the Bible into something that he thought would be good for the general people. At the beginning of that old King James original translation, there's a disclaimer in there by the translators that, this is my own paraphrase, that they did the best they could to translate this accurately. But there are some English words that just couldn't be translated from the original stuff to make sense. That's why even now, the way the English language has grown, we don't do the these and the thous, and some of the stuff that's in there is really hard to understand sometimes. But I said all that to say this, that's one of the reasons the New Living Translation, the RSV, some of the other translations have come into being. No matter what translation you use, you cannot take the spiritual truth away from the Word of God. Even the New Living Translation, sometimes they adjust something, give you an idea. Where Tina said, and remember that those who do not have the Spirit of Christ living in them are not with him at all. My New Living Translation, which is 20 some odd years old, says, since, let's see, that the Spirit of Christ living in them are not Christians at all. That's eye-opening, but thank you.